Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Father Michael, can you explain what happened here?
A man one night decided that he didn't like Catholics. He didn't like what he interpreted as the worship of Mary, and pulled down the statue of Mary. That statue, the particular statue, has been there 4 years. One before that was one there for 40, which was replaced that time, and then proceeded to attack the statue with a baseball bat. It was all caught on video, on monitor cameras.
And not just that, he also threatened the church.
Yes, he said the church will burn. So that is not a good thing in this day and age right now, where the police have him under arrest. He was obviously caught, so we're a little bit more relieved right now.
But do you know when exactly they caught him?
I know it was yesterday. It was the incident occurred around 11 o'clock on Tuesday night, and we knew, so it was sometime late yesterday.
So that 24-hour span from when the incident happened versus when the suspect was apprehended, that's got to be a very concerning time for you. Is there any way you can explain just how much you were concerned?
Well, I can't really, because we have confidence in our neighbors that they're watching out for us. We have confidence in our Buffalo police. They take care of us, too. So we were fairly secure that nothing was going to happen.
Now, what do you do with that statue going forward? You've moved it from the sidewalk area closer to the church itself.
Yes. Right now, we're just evaluating what's going to happen. It's fiberglass, so we don't know if it can be repaired. We're going to check into that. If not, we'll replace it.
How much would it cost to replace something like that?
It was $1,000 4 years ago to place it there. And the fiberglass is not, I don't consider it the best quality. We'll probably look into something in stone, more permanent.
Do you look for, I guess, donations from the public? How does the church go about acquiring the funds to acquire something like that?
We'll be very happy to receive any donations which will go towards it. And we're not running a GoFundMe page or anything of that sort. If people in their charity want to give something, we'll be happy to put it at use. It's very ironic that it happened during the month of May, which is the month of Mary, too. Very sad for us.
Are you concerned that something like this could happen again?
Always. But at the same time, we make every precaution we can do in terms of our security system, monitoring, and things of that sort. So if somebody did something like this, they would be caught.
And Father Michael, you mentioned that there were cameras at nearby homes, nearby businesses that helped in the capture of this suspect. What about the church? I see there's signs that says that there is video surveillance.
There is.
Is there? Do you think there's enough?
Probably. I don't know if there can be enough. We'll probably increase things and evaluate it to make sure it's perfect.
Was this gentleman, or it was a man who did it?
Yes.
Okay. Was this gentleman who was accused of bashing the statue, was he a member of the church in any way?
No, not that we know of.
Did you have any... did you know who he was
no,
at all?
No, my janitor knew him, but we had no personal contact with him. Because we have very good relations with our community, with the St. Luke's Mission of Mercy. We help children in the neighborhood. We help people in every way possible. This person never reached out to us or asked for anything that we know of. So...
now, from the reports that I've read, from what, you know, I guess I'm just looking at it from my point of view, it just seems that this man appeared to be mentally ill in some way. Is there a way that the church can help people like this?
Well, we do have... there are methods that could be done for him. It's obviously a certain mental illness. A well-adjusted person doesn't pull down a statue from outside of a church and then hit it with a baseball bat. That is obviously shows a certain instability and neurosis.
Last thing, I know you mentioned earlier, but if people wanted to donate to the church to help with a possible stone statue or fiberglass, how could they go about doing it?
To St. John Canty Church, Buffalo, New York.
Father Michael, is there anything else that you want to gather?
No, the one thing to mention is that the famous Polish statue image of Mary is Our Lady of Częstochowa, and you notice on her face several scars from damage that was done by evil people. And so this is the same thing. It has happened before, but we'll do our best that it doesn't happen again, but it won't change what we do.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.